Evening family, extended family, and soon to be family. Okay. Don't you just love how God works? So when this challenge came up, I'm like, no ways, this is not going to happen. And then I put the list on the family group, you know, promote Mike. He's the extreme extrovert, and he's really good at public speaking. I, on the other hand, am an extreme introvert. Well, until you get to know me. And public speaking is not really my forte. So I look at the list and I go, ooh, my topic's not there. I'm safe. Yes. Don't you just love daughters? They come along and they tell you, Mom, actually you got it wrong. Your topic's very much there. So I'm like, we'll keep quiet. We'll just let it slide. That entire week God is with me. And I'm going, should I? Shouldn't I? Should I? Shouldn't I? He goes, you should, my girl. I know you need to do this. And I'm like, not happening. Sunday rolls around. Brent preaches on getting out of your comfort zone. The Holy Spirit convicts me there and there. I walk out the service to Chad, and well, here I am. So my topic is, of course, a love story, one of my favorites. It's the story of how Ruth is saved by a hero. A bit of background. The story of Ruth takes place during the time of Judges. A famine is forces Elimelech and Naomi and their two boys to leave Bethlehem and to go off to the country of Moab. Elimelech dies, and Naomi is left alone with the two boys, who later go on and get married to two Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. So now Naomi hears in Ruth 1 verse 6, that the Lord has come to the aid of his people in Bethlehem by providing food for them. She then decides to go home and tells Orpah and Ruth to do the same, to go back to their families. We pick up, Orpah does that. She goes back home. We pick the story up in Ruth 1 verse 16. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. My God, your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, albeit ever so severely, if even death separates you from me. I'd like to take a moment and just encourage the grannies, the mom-in-laws, and the moms. Whatever trials and tribulations you go through, please stay close to God. Because how Naomi kept her relationship with God going was the sole factor as to how Ruth wanted a relationship with God and chose to stay with God. Ruth and Naomi head back to Bethlehem. They arrive just as the barley harvest was beginning. Ruth and Naomi Ruth says to Naomi, she's going to the barley fields to go pick up sheaves of barley, and as it happened, she ends up in a field where Boaz, it's one of his fields. Boaz was a man of good standing, and he was part of the clan of Elimelech, which is a distant relative of Naomi's. When Boaz was in his field, he saw that there was a woman there, and he asked his overseers, who is that? What's she doing there? And the overseers told him, that is Ruth, Naomi's daughter-in-law. She came and asked permission to pick up the sheaves so that she can gather barley. And Boaz instructs them, please throw extra sheaves down for her and make sure that the men do not harm her in any way. Later on, Boaz then goes to Ruth and tells her, please work in my fields, but go behind the woman and collect what they've got. When you're thirsty, help yourself to the water. At lunch, Boaz insists that Ruth comes and eats with him. Now you're all wondering, why am I talking about lunch? Well, it's to show that we're given an insight, a glimpse into Boaz's character. He is strong, respected, powerful, but in a good way. And most importantly, has a protective heart and is empathetic towards others. Boaz is referred to as a kinsman redeemer. Yeah, I had to look it up. In the book of Leviticus 25, verse 25, it says, if one of your fellow Israelites becomes poor and sells some of their property, their nearest relative is to come and redeem what they have sold. In verse 49, it goes on to say, it needs to be a blood relative. Basically, a kinsman redeemer is a male relative who helps the weaker relative in need or in danger. This person avenges, delivers, rescues, redeems property, and the role far extends marriage proposals. So there are five requirements of a kinsman redeemer. He must be of near kin. He must be able to redeem. He must be willing to redeem. Redemption was completed when the price was paid in full. He was required to redeem. So what does this have to do with our story? Well, Naomi tells Ruth that she needs to find a home for her where she'll be well looked after and provided for. And then again, like all good matchmaking mamas, Naomi tells Ruth to wash, put perfume on, get dressed in her finest clothes, and in stealth mode, go down to the threshing floor and stay out of view and watch Boaz eat and drink and where he goes to sleep. Later on that night, she goes to Boaz, uncovers his feet, lies down by his feet. Now, for all of you people who love dogs like I do, you will know that a dog only lies by your feet if it trusts you. So this just highlights the trust that Ruth had in Boaz to show that she trusted him in such a manner that she would go and stay by his feet during the night. When we see in Ruth 3, verse 8, in the middle of the night, something startled the man. He turned, and there was a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I'm your servant, Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a guardian redeemer of the family." "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than what you have showed earlier. You have not run after younger men, richer or poorer. Now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do what you ask." Now, every love story needs a good plot twist. As it turns out, Boaz was the guardian redeemer, but there was another man who was more closely related. So Boaz goes to this guardian redeemer, and he's very happy to redeem the property until he finds out Ruth comes with it. And he's like, "No, no, no, I'm not having that, sorry." In Ruth 4, verse 8, it says, "So the guardian redeemer said to Boaz, 'Buy it yourself,' and removed his sandal." Removing the sandal made it a legitimate transaction. So Boaz took Ruth to be his wife, and they were the proud parents of Obed, grandparents of Jesse, great-grandparents of David, and a man after God's own heart. What I love most about this love story is that I can so intimately relate to Ruth. It shows me Ruth's character, her strength and determination. I see her integrity and authenticity. Regardless of what life throws at her, she stays true to her character and clings to God, something I strive for. But I know how I've sinned in my life, and I have let myself, my husband, and my girls down. But I also know that God genuinely loves me. And at times, that genuine love requires uncompromising sacrifice. Such an ultimate sacrifice that was made for us when Jesus died for our sins and became our Redeemer. In fact, it's fascinating to look at the five kinsmen Redeemer again. Because just as Boaz redeemed Ruth, Jesus redeemed us. He is near of kin. We are all spiritually adopted into God's family through Christ. He is able to redeem. He is the Lamb. His blood washes our sins. He was willing to redeem. There was no one else that would have traded places for. Redemption was complete when the veil broke and was torn. The price was completely paid. Five, he was required to redeem. There is no better way to free us of all our sins than to have Jesus sacrifice himself for us, which is the ultimate love story. So just as Boaz redeemed Ruth and restored her to the family that she rightfully belonged to, in the same way Jesus redeems and restores us to our true family, so that we can have an intimate relationship with God our Father, the Holy Spirit our Helper, and Jesus our Savior.